Ballots are back inside Veterans Memorial Coliseum, and so are volunteers and workers employed by private firms running another audit of Maricopa County's recent election. While the action inside the Coliseum may have been non-existent last week, there was still plenty to talk about, and the criticism of state Senate Republicans who ordered the audit has intensified. Here to catch us up on all of the latest developments is our own Ben Giles, who's been following this process for over a month now. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. It feels like many months.
I bet it does. Okay, so we know that the audit, particularly the hand recount of nearly 2.1 million ballots we're talking about here, started again yesterday. You were actually inside the Coliseum watching this yesterday. What did you see?
You know, it was the same old scene that we saw in most of late April, early May. Color-coded tables on the floor of the Coliseum with workers in matching color-coded shirts, counting ballots as they roll by on Lazy Susans attached to each table. They're counting votes for president. They're counting votes for the U.S. Senate. And this is exactly what Republican Senate President Karen Fann vowed at the Capitol last week. She said, this will go on. This will continue. No matter how much criticism there's been, and there has been a lot, particularly of her and her choice to hire Cyber Ninjas and other firms that have reported ties to the Stop the Steal movement. Last week, as we've reported, they had to take a break. They cleared out the Coliseum for high school graduation ceremonies, but now they're back and say they'll finish by the end of June.
Okay, so one thing we learned at the start of that hiatus is just how far behind schedule all of this is. Is there any sign they're picking up the pace?
You know, the Coliseum did look busier than I've seen before. A new spokesman for the audit said 270 people were trained as counters during the one-week break and said more will begin shifts counting ballots this week, but it remains to be seen if that pays off.
Okay. You mentioned a new spokesman, which seemed to cause some hiccups over the weekend as far as media access to the Coliseum. This is a role that had been filled by former Secretary of State Ken Bennett. What's happening?
So Bennett has been replaced in just in that specific role by Randy Pollin. He was the chair of the state Republican Party a decade ago. According to reporters who worked shifts at the Coliseum over the weekend, Bennett had no idea this change was coming, and that led to some confusion about reporters getting the access that has been agreed to be inside the Coliseum. My shift yesterday afternoon got a late start. As part of this confusion, I was sitting outside the Coliseum for over an hour, just waiting to be let in. Fan later told reporters, you know, this is a change that was made to give Ken Bennett a break. He's still her liaison. He's still coordinating with the private firm she hired. But Pollin is supposed to now be the media's main point of contact.
Okay. I just want to pull back for a second too, Ben, and remember, why is this all happening, right? Like, what are Republican senators like Fan saying to justify this process?
Well, broadly, they're saying, you know, what's the harm that in looking into this election, having one more audit, you know, hopefully Fan says there will be no issues, but why don't we check just to see if anything happened? And maybe that'll boost confidence in the integrity of the election. But it's important to remember that stance is dismissive of the processes that are already in place to check the accuracy of the elections. Maricopa County conducted multiple audits and a partial hand recount that verified the results. Meanwhile, Fan's firm, Cyber Ninjas, has never done work like this before, and yet we're supposed to trust that this private firm, this inexperienced private firm, is capable of doing this. And we saw last week and the weeks before that the damage that can be done. Cyber Ninjas and Fan have made claims about deleted data from voting systems. Those claims are picked up by former President Donald Trump and his supporters as evidence the election was stolen. You know, it turns out no data wasn't deleted. It was always there, but the claim is still out there, and it's undermining confidence in elections and could impact elections going forward in Arizona. We're also now seeing efforts at the state legislature. You know, Julia Shumway was just talking about the budget. There are Republican lawmakers who are pushing for more election security funding to make these types of private audits the norm.
All right. KJZZ's own Ben Giles joining us with the latest on the audit. Ben, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks, Lauren.